Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity girls basketball game. We are at Blackford High School, Hartford City, Indiana. Tonight's game features the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Blackford Lady Bruins. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Okay, well, the JV game concluded about 15 minutes ago. JV contest was decided by the Lady Huskies. We'll mention a little bit about both teams. Actually, we'll talk about both schools. Both schools here playing basketball tonight, Hamilton Heights and Blackford. We'll start with the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Lady Huskies are Class 3A. They're sectional 24. Their sectional this year will be played at Yorktown High School. The six in their sectional are like this. Hamilton Heights, they're currently 11-3. Jay County, they're 9-2. Newcastle, they're 7-7. Yorktown are 3-8. Delta, 2-11. And Muncie Burris, 2-4. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. And the athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhfchuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference has 10 members. They've got an East and a West. We'll talk about the East. Presently, it's Hamilton Heights at the top. They're 1-0 in the East. They're 11-3 overall. Northwestern Tigers, the Lady Tigers, are 2-1 in the East. They're 10-3 overall. The Tipton Blue Devils, the Lady Devils, are at number 3. They're 1-1 in the East Division. They're 8-1 overall. The Western Lady Panthers, they're 1-1. They're 8-5 overall. The Lewis Cass Kings are 0-2. They're 6-8 overall. Let's talk about the West Division. Benton Central Bison, the Lady Bison, they're 3-0 in the West. They are 12-0 on the season. Twin Lakes, Lady Indians, they're 1-1 in the West Division. They're 10-3 overall. Central Catholic has not played a divisional game quite yet. They're 9-2 overall. Rensselaer Central, the Lady Bombers are 0-1 in the West. They're 11-3 overall. And the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils are 0-2 in the West Division. They're 9-5 overall. As mentioned, the Lady Huskies are currently 11-3. They're 1-0 in the East Division. They've got an East Division matchup coming up. Their next game after the first of the year. We'll cover that in a minute. We'll mention the Lady Huskies. Offensively, they average. This is in 14 games. This is an average 52.1 points offensively. Defensively, they give up 35.5 per game. The head coach is Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry has 92 wins, 45 losses, working in year number 6 at Hamilton Heights. And as I mentioned, the next game on the agenda is going to happen on January 6th. It's going to be a 6:30 start time. Lewis Cass Kings will travel to Hamilton Heights to do battle with the Lady Huskies. I'm pretty sure you can get that on the Husky Sports Network and watch that game. And that's an East Division matchup. Let's learn a little bit about the Blackford Lady Bruins. Lady Bruins are Class 2A, Sectional 39. Their school was founded in 1969. They have a school enrollment of 511. Their class, as I mentioned, 2A, sectional 39, there are six in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Eastbrook High School. Their sectional of the six teams, they stack up like this. Eastbrook, they're 9-1. Kitchen, Lady Devils, are 9-1. Blackford, they're 7-2. Winchester, they're 13-0. Madison Grant, they're 8-4. And Taylor at 6-9. The principal at Blackford High School is Terrence Rowe. The athletic director is Mr. Tony Ugin. We're going to look forward to speaking with him at halftime. And the athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. That's Lisa Musselman. Wilmington Blackford High School is located at 2392 North State Road 3, Hartford City, Indiana, 47348. You can reach them by telephone, 765-348-7560. On the web, you can find them at blackfordathletics.com. On Twitter, at Blackford Bruins. They wear the colors red, black, and white. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. There are eight teams in the Central Indiana Conference. And they stack up like this. At number one, it's Eastbrook. They're 3-0 in the conference. They're 9-1 overall. Second place is Blackford. The Lady Bruins are 2-0 in the conference. They're 7-2 overall. Third spot is Franklin. The Franklin Lady Eagles are 2-1. They're 11-2 on the season. Madison Grant, Lady Argyles, they're 2-2 in the conference. They are 8-4 overall. In fifth position, it's Oak Hill. Oak Hill, they're 2-2. They're 5-8 overall. Mrs. Skinnerwall comes in at number six. They're 1-2 in the conference. They're 5-8 overall. Next is Alexandria. Alexandria, they're 0-2 in the conference. They're 9-3 overall. And rounding up the eighth position is Elwood. The Elwood Lady Panthers are 0-3 in the conference. They are 0-13 overall. The Blackford Lady Bruins, they're currently 7 wins, 2 losses. They are 2-0 in the Central Indiana Conference. In 9 games, they average offensively 57.2. It's about 5 points better than the Lady Huskies. And they give up an average of 41.3 points defensively. That's about 6 points more than the Lady Huskies give up. This should be a good matchup. 3:39 left in the pregame. Will Mitchum, the coach of the Lady Bruins, is Mitch Waters. Mitch Waters currently 28 wins, 47 losses in his fourth year at Blackford High School. Say what, I spoke with him before the JV game. What a kind man he is. We spoke about different subjects. I tell you what, he's a good one. I enjoyed speaking with him. We mentioned the Blackford Lady Bruins, the next game on their agenda. Going to happen about 5 days from now, after Christmas. They're going to be in the Waldron Tournament. They'll participate in the Waldron Tournament. Their game will happen on Tuesday, the 28th of December. There will be 4 teams in this small tournament. We'll mention the Lady Bruins will start their game on the 28th at 11 a.m. That'll be game 2. And they'll do battle with Union County. Union County and Blackford are going to be at the Waldron Tournament on December 28th. Now let's learn a little bit about each school in the form of basketball. We'll talk about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Blackford Lady Bruins. Lady Huskies are 11-3, 1-0 in the Hoosier East Division. Blackford Lady Bruins 7-2, they're 2-0 in the Central Indiana Conference. The Lady Huskies at home are 7-0. The Blackford Lady Bruins are 3-2 at home. On the away games, the Lady Huskies are 4-3. The Lady Bruins are 4-0. We'll talk about team leaders. Team leaders in the points per game department. Pretty close here. Number 10, Cameron Runner, sophomore, 17.8 points per game. That's an average. And for the Blackford Lady Bruins, that's number 2, Olivia Leese, at 17.3 points per ball game. She's a junior class member. In the rebound department, number 10, Cameron Runner for Hamilton Heights, 5.5 rebounds per game. For the Lady Bruins, Olivia Leese, 5.8 rebounds per game. In the assist department, for Hamilton Heights, number 2, Ella Hickok, 3.7 assists per game. And number 3, Olivia Waters at 3.4 assists per game. And we'll talk about the steals department. Number 10, Cameron Runner at 3.1 per game. Number 3, Olivia Waters at 3.6 per game. Block shots, the final category I have here. Number 10, Cameron Runner, 0.4 block shots per game. Number 2, Olivia Leese, 0.6 block shots per game. We're going to face the flag. We're going to observe the United States of America with our national anthem. We'll set this down. Wow, well done. Pretty kind to the listening ears. TF3 and maybe four-part harmony sounded quite a bit like the Gators. Sounded wonderful here at Blackford. They're getting ready to introduce the starting lineups. We'll do the same. We'll talk about the busy team on the scoreboard. Starting lineups will be like this. Wearing number 2, that's Ella Hickok. She's a 5'6" sophomore. Number 4, Mia Shields. Mia Shields, a 5'8" senior. Number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, a 5'9" sophomore. Number 24, that's Hadley Carey. She's a 5'8" sophomore. And number 42, Michaela Moran. She's a 6'3" senior. The head coach for the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Now for the Blackford Lady Bruins. Wearing number 2, Olivia Leese. She's a 5'6" junior. Number 3, Olivia Waters. She is a 6-foot junior. Number 5, Brianna Strobel. She's a 5'10" junior. Number 15, that's Macy Cagle. She's a 5'7" senior. And number 31, Sydney Morris. Sydney Morris, a 5'11" sophomore. She's got a twin sister. They tell me Sydney came out about 5 minutes prior to Savannah Morris, 5'10" sophomore. And they're going to get with it right here as they introduce the Lady Bruins. Sounds a little bit like Chicago. We're getting an atmosphere going on right here at Blackford. I kind of like to be fair and impartial when I talk. Sometimes I find myself not doing a good job of that, but I do try. But they're introducing the starting lineups right now for the Blackford Lady Bruins. It's a home game here at Blackford. We'll talk about the Indiana Pacers while this is going on. Indiana Pacers. They lost Tuesday, the 21st, 7:30 contest. They lost to the Miami Heat, 125-96. Pacers are at home tonight with the Houston Rockets, 7 o'clock start time, and they'll be at Chicago at the Bulls on Sunday, the 26th, the day after Christmas. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. They're going to jump it up right here. Black Lady Bruins in the center circle is Olivia Waters, 6 foot junior, Hamilton Heights. A 6'3 senior, Michaela Moran. Here comes the toss. Toss is good. Tip to the backcourt, controlled by Blackford. Blackford first possession in the ballgame. Works in the front court there, Olivia Lee. She picks up her dribble. Kicks it back out. Now on the dribble, she'll pass it around. Works it there, 31 free throw lane. That's Sydney Morris. They'll throw it back out. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Mia Shields. Going back the other direction. Lady Huskies going to get a chance to take the first shot in this game. They will. Off the glass. 2-point bucket for Mia Shields. Layup. It's a 2-0 contest. They have some great scoreboards here. They've got everybody on the floor right now for each team. They've got two of those. One at each end. You don't really see them very often to have two. Baseline jumper for Blackford. Good. That's Olivia Lee to tie game at 2 each. Across the timeline with a pass. Looking to pass. Does so. But Cameron Leonard gets to Mia Shields. Double team right there. She'll pass out of it. Back to Cameron. They're working to the elbow left side. They're working to the corner. Ella Hitchcock for 3. Rimmed out long. We go. Rebound Blackford. Number 5. Brianna Strobel. Here to slow the pace down just a little bit. Going to walk it across the timeline. That's Olivia Waters. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Olivia Lee. Olivia Lee, a lefty. Lefty in the crowd right there. Craig Wolfgang. Going to go back the other direction. Get a steal. Blackford off the glass. 2 points. Blackford takes a 2-point advantage. It's 4-2. 6:23 on the game clock. First quarter. Going to walk across the timeline. Cameron Runner pass it left side. Demia Shields double team right there. Back to Cameron out top. She'll work at left side. Behind the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go from Mia Shields. Rebound secured by Olivia Waters. She'll dribble across the timeline. She'll slow it up right here in the front court. She'll pass it into Payne. On the dribble, she'll kick it back out. That was 15, Macy Cagle. Kicked it back out to Brianna Strobel. 3-point shot off the mark to the lefty, Olivia Lee. Ball carries, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Blackford Lady Bruins. 5:50 left. We're in the first quarter. 4-2 ball game. Looking for a good game out here. 11-3 versus 7-2. In the front court with the basketball, Cameron Runner. Passed it right side, Adley Cherry. Back out to Cameron. Behind the arc, Mia Shields goes to the corner. Ella Hitchcock back to Mia. Mia going to dribble in. She'll go off the glass. Left-handed shot wouldn't go. Rebound out there, secured by Blackford. Number 2, Olivia Lee. She'll dribble across the timeline. She's in the center circle right now, directing traffic. Working against her as Cameron Runner. Picks up her dribble, works the right side. Now they go elbow in the paint. Going to be a foul call. Almost a double dribble right there. Foul probably occurred prior to a double dribble call. 4-2 ballgame. We got the first foul in tonight's contest. Going to be whistled on Hadley Cherry. She's got one. Could be brought in. Could be tipped away by Hadley Cherry just trying to save the basketball. And does. She gets the tip and the steal off the glass right there. They're going to blow a whistle, and evidently it's going to be a turnover on Hamilton Heights. I couldn't tell which referee blew the whistle to make the call. So that's my guess. Might have been a short step travel to give the ball back to Blackburn. Going to be kicked away, stolen in the front court, Blackburn front court, stolen there by Mia. She almost throws the ball away herself in front of the Blackburn bench. Tip right here goes out of bounds. Nearly got the interception. Going to be brought in from half court via Shields. She'll pass it slightly in the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock. She'll pass it across the timeline to Cameron. Back to Ella. She'll work the free throw line to Michaela Moran. Work around there. There we go. The corner with it. 3-point shot in the air. Got it. 3-point bomb from Mia Shields. Mia Shields leads the team with a 41% 3-point shooting percentage. 35-84. 4:31 left. Ball goes tipped out of bounds by Hamilton Heights. Could be brought in bounds in front of the Husky bench in the Blackburn front court. Could be triggered in by Brianna Strobel. She'll get it in. Olivia Leese. She'll take the point. She'll work it back around. She'll dribble. She's going to get caught for steps. Sadly, violation going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. 5-4 ball game. Brought in by Cameron Runner. Going to get it into Ella Hitchcock. She'll walk it to the timeline. She'll pick up the pace now. Now cross the timeline. On the dribble right side. Working against her. Number 3, Olivia Waters. They try to pass it down low. Deflected. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Hamilton Heights. 5-4 ball game. Lady Huskies in front by 1. 4:12 left here in the first quarter. Passed into Michaela. Stag on my Kalen. And if she couldn't get the shot to paint. To the front court with the basketball. Number 3, Olivia Waters. Working down low. She's outside the arc right there. She's talking about left side. Out top, 3-point shot on the way for Blackburn. Shot taken by Brianna Strobel. Wouldn't go. Going to save it. Going to get those 76 away. Stolen right there. Left-handed off the glass. Layup for Cameron Runner. The 7-4 ball game. Lady Huskies by 3. 3:38 left. Ball's in the front court from the corner. Pass in the elbow left side. That's 31, Sydney Morris. In the paint, going to be a fouling violation. Couldn't nail the jump stop. Right there in the lane, Olivia Waters wanted to take the shot, but she couldn't nail the jump stop. Gives the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 7-4 ball game. First quarter on a Thursday night. Christmas, couple of days away. 3:20 left. In the first quarter on the dribble, Cameron Runner. She'll pierce the double team. She'll go off glass. Layup. Good for Cameron Runner. It's 9-4. Lady Huskies by 5. Working it in the front court. Tipped away by Cameron. Now stolen by Ellie Hitchcock. Back to Cameron. They're going to call foul. Foul whistled in the front court. Going to be whistled on Blackburn. Could be Blackburn's whistle left foul on Olivia Leese. Olivia Lee, she has one. Both teams now with one foul in the first half, or in the first quarter. 3:03 to bring it in to Michaela Moran. She'll spin around off the glass, runs around the rim, and fell off. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured there by number 5, Brianna Strobel. She passes off number 3, Olivia Waters. They'll work it free throw line right there. 31, Sydney Morris. Back out. They give the ball to Olivia Lee. Leese on the dribble, left elbow, going to get an offensive foul. Got a little elbow leading out there, going to foul Cameron Runner. It's pretty much inadvertent. I mean, you just sometimes you don't know that you're doing something like that, and she picks up the foul. She's got 2. That's number 2, Olivia Leese. Second foul in the ballgame. That's 2 on Blackburn. Substitution waiting to check in at the scores bench. She'll do so here momentarily. Foul going to be whistled in the front court on Blackburn. That's 31, Sydney Morris. She has one. She foul number 3. So they check in. Olivia Lee's going to check out a ball game. In the ball game is number 12, Chloe Ricker. She's a 5'2" sophomore. Ball's in the front court, Hamilton Heights. Ella Hitchcock, triple threat available. She'll dribble. Cross the top of the key, and she'll inch off to Michaela Moran. She goes left side, left off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound stolen in the front court of Blackburn, balls in the hands of Ella Hitchcock. Having Sherry moving around the perimeter, Mia Shields back to Cameron River, now back to Mia. Mia outside, going to dish off to Ellie Hickok. Elbow, she'll get past it outside the arc. 3-point shot, going to go for Cameron Runner. Ball carries pretty heavily. It goes out of bounds, right side. Here's the long to Blackford. 1:57 left, first quarter. Hamilton Heights by 5. It's 9-4. We're at Blackford High School. Hartford City, Indiana, about an hour's drive, but well worth it when you get here. You see all you can see here. They've had a renovation that went on a couple, maybe 3 years ago. This place looks plush, about like Hamilton Heights. Ball goes out of bounds, they brought it back in. Blackford basketball, out top on the dribble, is Olivia Waters. She'll dribble right side, dish it off outside the arc, 3-point shot, rims out, would go for Sydney Morris. Rebound Huskies. They go to the front court now. It's Ella Hickok. 1:25 left. First quarter on the spin move. Mia Shields in the lane off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound put back. Michaela wouldn't get it. She'll get her second put back of her own shot. And she'll get one more. She gets fouled in the act of shooting on her second put back. They're going to whistle this foul on number 15, Macy Cagle. She's got one. Team foul number 4. Hamilton Heights thus far with 1. At the free throw line, Michaela Moran. First shot, only shot, got it. 3-point play. Michaela Moran. And second in the ball game is number 20, Katie Roten. Going to be a 60-second timeout called right here. And we'll go ahead and mention those Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis Colts here, 8-6. They've got a 2-game win streak. AFC South. They're going to go against the Arizona Cardinals Christmas night, 8:15 start time on Christmas night. Arizona Cardinals are 10-4. They've got a 2-game losing streak. They're NFC West. We'll talk a little bit about the Pro Bowl. Colts have 7 selected to go to the Pro Bowl. They are Ryan Kelly, Jonathan Taylor, you knew that, Quentin Nelson, Luke Rhodes, DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard, and Kenny Moore II. They listed about 6 alternates from the Colts today. So these are alternates. At number 1, it's Ashton Doolin, Naheem Hines, Bobby Orchin, Michael Pittman Jr., he probably should have made it, and Xavier Rhodes, along with the quarterback, Carson Wentz. Those are the alternates. They're going to work it right now. They're going to bring the ball in, going 84 feet away. Blackford's going to bring it from the backcourt. Brought in right there, number 5, Brianna Strobel. We're getting to the front court now on the dribble. Sydney Morris works it out to Strobel. Works it right side behind the arc. That's Olivia Waters. On the dribble right there, 15, Macy Cagle. Pitches off, 2-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Brianna Strobel back down the other direction. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Kicks it back out. Works it around the perimeter. Kaylee Roten back to Mia Shields. High dribble, keeps it under her hand. Out top with Ella Hickok. 44 seconds left. First quarter, it's 12-4. Hamilton Heights by 8. Sub getting ready to check in from Blackford at the scores bench. Out top of the basketball. Chico elbow right side. That's Cameron Runner. Dishes off to Kaylee Roten. Free throw line. Kicks it back to Mia Shields. 26 seconds left. Left side, Kaylee Roten. Behind the arc, Mia Shields right side. She'll take the 3. She's way off the mark. Going to be rebounded there by Hamilton Heights. Hadley Cherry. She dishes it off to Cameron Runner. Couldn't get the shot. They're going to whistle a foul. That's going to be a foul. Excuse me. That's going to be a foul whistle on the Lady Huskies. That devil might have went out of bounds. Here we go. Number 24, Hadley Cherry, picks up her 2nd. That's team foul number 2 for the Lady Huskies. 15.4 left. Brought in with the basketball, Chloe Wicker. Back to number 3, Olivia Waters on the dribble. Back to Wicker in the front court. 8 seconds left. Front court from the center circle. They'll dish it around to the corner. That's number 5, Brianna Strobel. 3-point shot from the left corner baseline is good for Brianna Strobel. Checks the lead to 5. First quarter complete. The end of 1, Hamilton Heights, 12, Blackford, 7. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Jeans Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, their CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at the Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero and are here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are locally owned. They're an automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Getting ready to start this second quarter. There's the second buzzer. 1 minute timeout, 45 second first buzzer, 60 second second. They're ready to go. Hamilton High's going to get the ultimate possession arrow. Going to be brought in at half court by Mia Shields. She'll toss it in slightly to the backcourt. Ella Hickok on the dribble left side. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll try to dish it down low to Michaela Moran, and it's tipped away. Good tip there by Savannah Morris. They'll go back the other direction. Ball comes up right there. Blackburn tipped away by Cameron Runner on a pass, and it's picked up by Kaylee Roten in the front court with the basketball. Back out top, they'll reset the offense with Ella Hickok. Hickok being guarded there by 31 Sydney Morris. Behind the arc, she'll dribble it now. Take it back out. Kaylee Roten, three-point land, got it. Kaylee Roten makes it 15-7. Kaylee Roten on the season, shooting 29%. Better than that now. She's now 11-35. Tipped away, stolen in the front court. Lady Huskies, Cameron Runner ends up with it. Crossed the timeline. She couldn't nail the jump stop either. Took that extra step after she picked the ball up, and she's going to turn it over. It's going to be a traveling violation. Hamilton Heights gives the ball back to Blackburn. There's 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. On the dribble in the front court, number 3, Olivia Waters. She'll cross over. She's working against Cameron Runner. Elbow left side. She'll kick it out top. Three-point shot would go for Brianna Strobel. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Cameron Runner on the dribble. 6:42 on the game clock. Working it out top, resetting the offense. She'll kick it right side behind the arc to Mia Shields. Left side back to Ella Hickok. The mover right side behind the arc. Three-point shot scored off the rim. That was Cameron Runner. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by 31, Sydney Morris. 6:22 left. Second quarter. Got a sub waiting at the scores bench for Blackburn. To the corner. She'll dribble baseline now. One dribble. That's number 5, Brianna Strobel. They work it down low off the glass. 2-point bucket good for Olivia Waters. It's 15-9, a 6-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. In the front court with the basketball. Cameron Runner out top. She'll cross over. She's working there against number 2, Olivia Leach. Excuse me. Back pedal dribble. They'll work it right side behind the arc. That's Kaylee Roten. Dribble left side. Cameron Runner behind the arc. Crossing over. Straight out top. Now she'll reset the offense. 5:36 left here in the second quarter. Going to set a screen there. It's Michaela. She's not going to use it. She'll go left side, kick it to the corner. Ella Hickok for 3. Rimmed off short, wouldn't go. Rebound, number 12, Chloe Wicker for the Lady Bruins. On the dribble in the front court. Keeping her dribble alive, she'll work it back out top now. They'll reset the offense with Olivia Waters. Guarding Olivia is Cameron Runner. She'll get screened away. 3-point shot for Olivia. Shot wouldn't go, long off the rim. Rebound secured by Cameron Runner. She'll look to go coast to coast, and she will. She'll go hard off the glass, shot wouldn't fall. 15-9, back the other direction. Blackburn Lady Bruins on the dribble. She'll pick it up now. Chloe Wicker. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Brianna Strobel. Now back in the hands of number 3, Olivia Waters. Straight out top. We got 2 ready to check in now. Let me tip away and stolen. Kaylee Roten gets the steal. She dishes it right side to Cameron. She'll go baseline. Shot wouldn't go. She tried to power layup off 2 feet, but she got fouled on the way up. She'll shoot twice. 4:34 left. Foul's going to be whistled on 25, Savannah Morris. 5'10 sophomore. She'll pick up number one. Team foul number five. Lady Huskies with two thus far in the first half. First shot goes in for Cameron Runner. Checking back in for the Blackbird is 15, Macy Cagle. And here comes the second shot. Rims around. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Tipped out of bounds. Touched by the Lady Huskies. Gonna belong to Blackbird. So, Michaela Moran, Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok, Kaylee Roten, and Hadley Cherry on the floor for the Lady Huskies. In the backcourt, they're throwing it back and forth. They're going to call 10-second violation. Didn't get the ball across the timeline. 10 seconds in high school basketball, 8 seconds now in the NBA. 4:23 brought back in to give it back to Hamilton Heights. Left side, they're going to go three-point shot wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Fight for the board there. Michaela taking well enough to keep her arms off the back. Rebound secured by Blackbird there in the front court. They'll go baseline jumper short off the mark. That was Savannah Morris. Rebound secured by Ella Hickok. To the front court. Katie Roten. She'll pass it inside to Michaela. Couldn't get her first shot. Got the rebound. Couldn't get the second shot. Rebound Blackbird there in the front court now. Here comes Michaela to pick up the pieces right here in the front court. She's down low guarding the inbound right there. They're working from out top. Three-point shot. Good. Olivia Leese. Olivia Leese makes it a four-point ball game. 16-12. 3:29 left here in the second quarter. Crossover dribble behind the back. Dribble lost the handle. Picking up the basketball. 25, Savannah Morris for Blackbird. Got a slew of subs waiting to check in at the scores bench. Four of them, three of them are Blackbird. Lady Bruins, one of them is Mia Shields. Out top of the basketball. They'll move back around the baseline. They'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. Going to shoot two. That shot taken by number two, Olivia Leese. Olivia Leese going to shoot twice at the free throw line. Fouls whistled on Kaylee Roten. She's got one. Team foul number three. Olivia Leese averaging 17.3 per ball game. She couldn't get the first one. She'll get one more. Back in the game for the Lady Huskies is Mia Shields. Taking a breather is number 20, Kaylee Roten. On the floor for Blackbird, number 0, Faith Gephardt. Got the second one. That was Olivia Leese. Makes it a three-point game. It's 16-13. Second quarter, 3 minutes left. Working it to the front court. Cameron Runner passing around Ella Hickok to the other corner. They'll work the Mia Shields back to Cameron. Hit pass to left corner baseline. 3-point shot, good. Back in the game and shooting the three with authority. That's Mia Shields. 19-13, a 6-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Ball's in the front court on the dribble, working left side, Olivia Waters. She'll go elbow, she'll turn around, jumper, rims off, wouldn't go, rebound, Hadley Cherry. She'll dish out to Mia Shields, crossing the timeline, works the left side, the camera runner, she'll go baseline. She'll take a shot, she couldn't get it, got fouled on the way up, she'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled on Lady Bruins. Double zero, that's Faith Gephardt. She picks up number one. Team foul number six. Two at the stripe for Cameron Runner. Couldn't get the first. 13 game stats I have here. They're in 14 games. We're missing one game, but we'll miss it. Cameron Runner enters this game with my stat sheet, 78%. Second shot goes in. That's one of the officials. Now he's watching that foot on the free throw line, and evidently Cameron stepped over, didn't get the shot, didn't get the credit for the made bucket at the free throw line. So going to be a jump ball tie-up right here. Alternate possession arrow, going to give it back, going to actually give it to Blackbird. Lady Huskies brought in second quarter. Blackbird with the basketball, full court press shown by Hamilton Heights. So passed across the timeline. 15, Macy Cagle. Now back outside, number two, Olivia Leese. She'll dribble. She'll work it right side to the corner. They'll work it back inside. They'll try to get it down low. Going to be a foul committed. Could be Hamilton Heights. Pretty good defense. That's all it was to make the foul. That's me a shield. So that's number four on the Husky. I take that back. We're going to call that one on number two, Ella Hickok. She's got one. Can be brought in by the bucket on the baseline, brought in by Olivia Lee. Going to be tipped away. It's tipped by Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner, they have the right to go pick it up in the backcourt, and they did so. On the dribble, Mike got away with a double dribble right here. Faced Gephardt, the dribbler, dishes off to Olivia Lee. To the corner, she'll travel baseline there. Macy Tagle, she'll give it away right there. Now in the paint right there, two-point jumper for Olivia Lee. In the front court, 128 left, so we're going to the left behind the arc. That's good. Number four, Mia Shields. Mia Shields adding on to her three-point shooting at 41%. 122 left there in the second quarter. He had a 30-second timeout, as we'll mention. PutMeInSports.com, we thank you for listening. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights. And baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We brought in 84 feet away. Brought in to Gephardt. They'll pass it around in the backcourt. They're going to see the front court now. On the dribble, number two, Olivia Lee. Picked up there by Mia Shields. She gets a steal. Mia Shields put her arm down, blocking a pass. Comes up with a basketball. Ball goes out of bounds, but prior to, they're going to commit a foul. Foul committed by Blackwood Lady Bruin, number two, Olivia Lee. She picks up her third foul here in the first half. She's going to take a breather. They're going to sub in. Mia Shields is going to be at the free throw line. She's shooting the 1-1. She steps to the line shooting 85%. She gets the first one. She leads the Lady Huskies in percentage by 7 points higher than Cameron Runner. Taylor Roten back in the ballgame, taking a breather. Adley Cherry. Second shot, 109 left, 23-15, and now 24-15 as Mia Shields nails both of them. 107 left here in the second quarter. Going to pass the baseline. Might have got away with a jump step right there and say the ball was not possessed. The official gives the explanation for no travel. Ball's in the backcourt. Going to be a tie-up. That ball hits the floor in a girls' game. It's pretty much going to be a tie-up or a jump ball, if you want to call it that. But the alternate possession arrow is going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. 54.9 left here in the second quarter. 24-15, Lady Huskies by 9. 48 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Works the right side behind the arc. Mia Shields. Bounce pass. Long three-point shot. Cameron Runner rimmed off. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Number 3, Olivia Waters. 35 seconds left. She's in the front court now. Working against her, Cameron Runner. She'll pass it free throw line. 25, Savannah Morris. Ball tipped away. It's picked up by Taylor Moran. Comes up with the steal. 23 seconds left. Front court, Hamilton Heights. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. Off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound controlled by Faith Gephardt. See the front court with the basketball. 10 seconds left. Blackwood Lady Bruins on the possession. They're working in elbow. Turn around. Going to pass it down low on the block. And it'll get tall off the hands of Gephardt. It's going to go back to Hamilton Heights. They have 3.8 seconds left. Coach Mitch Waters says, contest this dribbler. She does so, going by her, and just shots the buzzer, no foul called. And Ella Hickok can't quite believe it, and it is pretty unbelievable, because her shot. But anyway, we're at halftime, 24-15. Good ball game in the works right here. And I'm looking forward to having a halftime guest. I'm sure he'll be here momentarily. And a good ball game, we knew it would be. Class 2A, Blackford Lady Bruins at 72. Class 3A, Hamilton Heights at 11 and 3. 10-minute intermission. 9:40 clock rolling down. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FrickandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, 46038. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. That's Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FrickandFishers.com. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. Again, that's FrickandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. This game also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's been supporting Putney in sports for all 13 years, along with Fitz and Fishers, and we are thankful. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and she is knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We're going to talk right now to our halftime guest. I was hoping he didn't forget us.
Nope, I didn't forget you.
You don't forget much, do you, Tony?
Well, in my old age, I'm forgetting more as the years go by, but I cannot do.
Now you're only a couple years older than me.
That's right. No offense.
All right, Blackford Bruins, Tony Hukin, did the athletic director. You did junior high also, don't you?
Yes, I'm junior high and high school AD. We did have a junior high AD, but I do all the scheduling for both, and I have another guy that helps me, that's the supervision, so that helps a lot. His name's Curtis Little, and does a great job.
I got to mention, I'm Lisa Musselman. She's big help to you, or she's big help to me.
Fantastic job. She's in her ninth year with me. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for her, but she was here before I got here. So she does a fantastic job keeping things moving, and I think we work well together. So enjoy it.
I think so, too. I got to mention, you got a passion for baseball. I know you do. Since you got a state title with Northwood.
Northfield.
Northfield, my year. That's a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, we were fortunate. We won state in 2001, and we won it again in 2012, and we were runner-up in 13. So, had some great years while I was at Northfield, and then decided to come back to my alma mater and see what we could do here. Haven't quite had the success I was hoping for, but we have a young team, and we've got everybody back from last year, and they're going to be back next year again, too. So, I think we're right on the cusp of kind of getting things turned around the program.
You said you had some young ones. You got a lot of sophomores going to grow up in your program.
Yeah, exactly. Ethan Morris being one of them. Landon Rogers, the junior, will be a pretty good player. I got another junior in Nate Limley. And I'm going on. I got a couple freshmen I think they may stand up and play for us. But, yeah, we got a lot of kids with experience coming back. We took our lumps last year. We ended up going 12 and 18. But we were in a lot of games that we had a chance to win, but just being too young, couldn't quite get over the hump. But we're on the right track.
You know what? You're approaching that 500 mark. You're probably going to have to get some t-shirts printed up to say 500.
Well,
you're 12 games away.
12 games away, yeah, or 488. And This is my, be my 29th year. Would have already been there if we would have had COVID, because the COVID year, we had a team, we had everybody back, 168 innings of pitching, and probably would have won 20, 22 games. And, of course, that's the year we have COVID, don't play. But, and we kind of had to start all over again. That's why we're where we're at right now. But, yeah, and a lot of credit goes to all the kids I've coached for the 29 years in Northfield and Blackburn. I've been fortunate to have a long career and to coach some really great kids, which, you know, you have your issues here and there, but for the most part, my kids have been pretty good and trying to do what we've instructed them to do, and as a result, we've had some success.
Must have been about, what, 3 years ago I saw you at Wabash. You were in the regional. I got to do that game. That was fun.
That was fun. That was 2017. That was a team that I wasn't sure would get that far. And we really had – we were down the sectional, down to our last out, actually last pitch, and we had a single to right field to tie the game. And then we had two outs and nobody on the eighth, and they ran out of pitching. He walked four in a row. We ended up scoring four runs and upset Taylor that year. So that was a fun experience. And we've only won three sectionals at Blackburn since I've been here, in any sport in the 9 years. And it's been few and far between, but, you know, it's been enjoyable. We're starting to get things turned to grow. Basketball programs playing really well right now. Got their hands full tonight with a very good team. The Huskies are pretty good, but I'm proud of what we've accomplished here, and hopefully we continue to keep things going the right direction.
I got a vision now. You got some space up here. When you pull down your bleachers from the upper level, that's a lot of room to play some baseball.
Well, we're lucky we got the new Sutton Center over here. There's two gyms worth. We got two new batting cages. We used to have a cage in here and a cage in our auxiliary gym. But, yeah, we can almost have a full infield on the floor. We pull the bleachers back. But we've got a nice facility. We had it painted a few years ago, so it really looks up to date. Yeah, keep in mind, this school is open in 69-70. It looks pretty good for a 51-year-old school, so we're really proud of it.
That's good. I tell you what, we only got about 3 minutes. I had to bring in Luke Brown. I mean, Luke Brown, you think of Luke Brown, you think of Blackburn.
Yeah, he had 3,011 points, and he went to Stetson, and he transferred to Ball State, and he got to play last Saturday, his first game, his first two threes. He didn't have as much success scoring there tonight against Eastern Illinois, but he played about 14 minutes, I think. And I think he got to stay on Saturday. He hadn't even practiced with the team yet. And Coach Green out there, so he's starting to get up to speed as he's eligible here. So I'm expecting we'll probably see some more minutes out of him. He'll probably become a true point guard there. Maybe not quite the prolific scorer he was here, because he's not going to get 30 shots off at Ball State, but I think he's going to have a great career. So we're looking forward to what he does. And a lot of our fans now get a chance to go and watch him play. So that's pretty good.
I'm going to try to go watch him on the 29th of January, and I was standing right here watching him play basketball last year in his final game, because after the sectional was over, the season was over.
Well, 2 years ago. Last year we went to semi-state, and we got beat by the state champs. But the neat thing about coming out here, you realize how far away that orange basketball in the middle floor is, and he was hitting shots from that basketball, and it wasn't like your last second shot. That's just his range. So special kid, one in a million. You don't see too many like that in the course of your career. And, of course, he's fourth all-time in Indiana. And had he not got hurt and lost the seven games of freshman year, he would have blew away the Damon Bailey's record. And no offense, Tim Bailey had a great career. And I know he played a bigger school and probably had a little more challenge than what Luke did again. But we're proud of what he accomplished here. And it sure was a special experience the last 4 years.
So what you shared with me, you're going to use something special with his number at this school.
Yeah, we're going to retire it. We kind of already shared we're going to do that. We're going to hang it up here under the scoreboard, hang it up with his all-star jersey, and he'll be the first player to have a number retired here at Blackburn. So looking forward to that sometime in the near future.
I would guess so. How is Grandpa doing?
Who's Grandpa? Oh, Coach Hoover. Well, he didn't coach the last year Luke was here, but he's like a fifth cousin. But the last I knew, he was up kind of watching his grandsons play at Frontier High School, and I was trying to get back in coaching. He's got to be about 86, 87 now. I don't think he's coaching, but he's probably helping somewhere.
Well, that guy's, he knows more about basketball and has forgot more than I'll ever know.
That's probably for sure. He was a unique guy, and I always enjoyed talking to him about stuff, and he had quite the career. He's a Hall of Famer, so he did some neat stuff while I was here, and we wish him the best, of course, going forward.
Before we get out there, tell us what you're going to do for Christmas.
Well, Christmas, I'm going to spend home with my wife for the most part. My brother, family, and my mom and dad are in Hawaii right now. So I'm dog and cat sitting for them. But, yeah, looking forward to spending time with my family.
I told her on 8:15 Christmas night.
Oh, that'd be great. Something to look forward to. I don't tell my wife that, though.
Thank you very much, sir. I always like talking to you.
I appreciate it.
Glad
you're the best.
Appreciate your great job. Thank you. Thank you. So that is Tony Ugin. He's the athletic director here at Blackwood High School. He is a passionate man. He gets things done. I watched him run the sectional here for girls, and I saw him run the sectional as he mentioned 2 years ago when Tipton played Blackwood in the final game here in the sectional. Blackwood got a 19-point win. That was when Luke Brown was a senior. That was a game right here. First half was wonderful. 24-15, 7:48 left. We're in the second half. Third quarter on the dribble. We're trying to pierce the double team. Going to be a foul called. That was Cameron Runner trying to dribble through it. A foul occurs. They're going to whistle this foul on 31, Sydney Morris. She's got two. Second half, two thus far on Blackbird. Hamilton Heights yet to commit a foul second half. We're going to get in the backcourt. Cameron Runner, they pass it right side, got to get clear across the timeline, does so on the dribble, Ella Hitchcock. Right elbow extended, three-point shot good for Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the season, she's shooting 38% behind the arc. 37 now for 96 in the front court of the basketball on the dribble. Spin move in the paint, wouldn't go. It's Olivia Waters. Might have been a deflection on the shot. They're going to whistle a foul in the front court. It's going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. We're going to see Kaylee Roten back in the ballgame, taking a breather as Hadley Cherry. Going to be brought in right at the bucket on the baseline. Front court, Blackford, shot from the corner. Going to be a three. Three-point bomb, good for number five, Brianna Strobel. 7 minutes left, 27-18, a nine-point advantage. Cameron pierces another one, no foul called. To the corner, Mia Shields for three, got it. Mia Shields lights up. It's got to be three, maybe four. Three-point shot, good here in this ballgame for Mia. Working behind the arc. In the front court, they're working number three, Olivia Waters. But gets Olivia Lee, since she lost the handle, it's stolen by Ella Hitchcock. She'll dish it up ahead. Off the glass, right side, layup, good for Cameron Runner. 32-18, a 14-point advantage. Going to be a double team in the front court. She'll dribble out of it. She'll go left side, block shot, no foul called. Shot taken by Olivia Lees. Block shot by Michaela Moran. Ball's in the front court. Skip pass, left side, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, three-point shot, good. 35-18. Going to be a sub check in. I'm going to bring it in bounds. I guess they might have thought a timeout was being called. No timeout called. Substitution back in the game for Blackburn, number 12, Chloe Ricker. Chloe Ricker back in the game, taking a breather for Blackburn, is number 3, Olivia Waters. Will be brought in 84 feet away. Brought in by 15, Macy Tangle. They're working through the front court, touching the hands of Chloe Ricker. Picks up her dribble out top. That's Olivia Leaf. She'll work it right side, Brianna Strobel. Left side, they'll take a three-point shot from the corner. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by 12, Chloe Wicker. She's shooting 29% from behind the arc on the season. That's not too bad. 35-18, balls in the front court, Lady Huskies. Works it right side, Mia Shields. Brings back left side, Ellen Hitchcock. Back to Mia behind the arc. Left side, crossover dribble, Mia. She'll go hard in the hoop. She get a layup, underhanded layup off the glass. Mia Shields for two with 37-18 and 19-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Again, that's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in, if only to browse around. I've been in that trophy shop
That trophy shop has everything you can imagine and more. Shelves on top of shelves. They're at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. The trophies, plaques, and awards. They have fast turnaround. Prices are low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone, 317-773-7391. Again, online, it's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Second buzzer sounds. Getting ready to come out to the floor here. Both teams are out there. Getting ready to start it up here after the timeout. 5:16 left. It's going to be brought in by 15, Macy Tagle, Blackford, Lady Bruin. Hamilton Heights put the press on in the back court. They're going to try to pass that. They're going to dribble across the timeline. That's number 3, Olivia Waters. They'll go elbow 15, Macy Tagle. Kick it back out. 3-point shot would go for 12, Chloe Wicker. It's going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this on Blackford. I take that back. We'll double check. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. Number 2, Ella Hickok. She's got 2. They've all come here in the second half. Both teams with 2 fouls accumulative here in the second half. We're in the third quarter. 5 minutes left. 37-18. Lady Huskies in front. They're working to the free throw line. 15, Macy Tagle. Kicks it back out. 12, Chloe Ripper. Now gets it to the point guard, number 2. That's Olivia Leese. She'll drive the lane. Couldn't get the shot to go. She'll shoot twice from the free throw line. That's Olivia Leese. She averages 17.3 per game. And her free throw percentage is 83%. 38, now 39. Double check. That one wouldn't go. Should get one more. Lefty, Olivia Leese, got good on the second. Could be brought in from the backcourt, Lady Huskies. 4:42 left. Third quarter is 37-19. Lady Huskies by 18 on the dribble. Going free throw line, kicks it back out. That's Katie Roten. This is off the media field. Now back to Ella. Out top to Katie. Thought about a 3 straight away. Didn't take it. Dish it right side just inside the arc. Good. Look at right of center. 2-point shot good for Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner from 2-point land. She's shooting 50% on the season. Behind the arc. Long shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken number 12, Chloe Ripper. Rebound secured by Blackford. Let's try it again. They're going to paint. Off the glass, 2-point bucket, good. Number 3, Olivia Waters. Waters for 2. She averages 12.6 points per game. 39-21. 3:50 left. We're in the third quarter. Blackford High School. Sub waiting to check in for the Lady Bruins. That scores action. Waiting for a break in the action. Hamilton High going to hold the ball, waiting for some defense. Now defense comes out to play. Mia Shields with the basketball. Working here, turn is Olivia Leaf. The pass off of back out. Cameron Runner, back pedal dribble. She's working against number 12, Chloe Wicker. They'll take it outside the arc. Mia Shields will dribble back around. Cross court skip pass, Kaylee Burton. In the paint with a pass, gets it into Mikayla. Turn around, left-handed floater in the paint. Good for Mikayla Moran. A good entry pass from Kaylee Burton. 41-21. Ball's in the front court. They pass it across the timeline to the Lady Bruins. From the corner, 3-point shot would go. It was contested by Mike Taylor Moran. A shot taken by 12, Chloe Wicker. They're going to call foul on the rebound. Going to be whistled on number 31, Sydney Morris. She picks up number 3 in the ballgame. We're going to see Morgan Ottinger check in the ballgame. Limping gingerly to the bench is Mikayla Moran. They'll check on her. In the ballgame, Morgan Ottinger wears number 34. 41-21. On the dribble out top is Ella Hickok. Dribbling exhibition. Kicks it back out, Mia Shields. Triple threat available. She'll pass it to the corner. Katie Roten. Roten back out top. They'll move it to Morgan Ottinger. She'll get it back to Mia on a backpedal dribble. She's working against number two, Olivia Lee. She'll bring it back out. She'll dish it off to Cameron Runner. Runner working against number two, Olivia Lee. Take that back run against number 12, Chloe Wicker. Drive the lane, will Mia Shields, and shot when he got deflected. Going back the other direction, Blackford with the basketball. There'll be a foul called. 2:15 left. Checking in the ballgame here in a moment. We're going to see Kennedy Cherry. She wears number 25. She's a freshman. She'll enter the ballgame now. Taking a breather is Morgan Iger. Getting some new fresh legs in the ballgame is Keegan Cherry. 2:12 left on the dribble, left side behind the arc. Number 5, Brianna Strobel. Cross-court skip pass. 12, Chloe Wicker. She'll work it in just outside the paint. Left hand and floater off the glass with Joe. Shot taken by Olivia Waters. There'll be a foul call going back the other direction. Hanson Heights was on the approach to cross the timeline, and a foul is called. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see Morgan Ottinger taking a breather is Kennedy Cherry. It might be some offense, defense from the mind of Coach Keegan Cherry. That foul's with him. Number 3, Olivia Waters, she's got 2. Both teams with 4 personal fouls, a cumulative here in the second half. They're going to call a foul here. We'll double check here. Somebody might have blood on them. They stopped the play. It's an official timeout. Might have a speck of blood. They ask the girls to check their hands. They all do it in unison. Evidently, no one has blood here that's on the floor now. These 10 girls are fine. So 1:44 on the game clock. 41-21. Lady Huskies in the front court. On the dribble, Ella Hitchcock. She'll backpedal dribble. She'll work it out top to Mia Shields. She got the triple threat. She'll dribble right. Working against her is Olivia Lee. She'll come back left, and she'll dish off to Ella Hitchcock. To the corner, Kaylee Roten. Skip pass, back to Mia. She'll save the basketball before he goes out of bounds. It's going to be a timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry of Hamilton Heights. Going to take a 60-second timeout. 1:20 left here in the third quarter. 41-21. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985, located west of Arcadia, about 3 miles. You can call them at 317-946-2424. That phone number will work as a text message also. And there's the first buzzer. Sign Production of Arcadia. So they're going to work it in right now. Substitution checks in during the timeout. That's for Blackford. A sub is number 21, Savannah Morris. So they're going with Savannah Morris. Olivia Leach. They're going with Brianna Strobel. They're going with number 12, Chloe Wicker. And the final girl in the lineup is number, double check here. They'll work the ball, Hamilton Heights in the front court. Work it out top. So Savannah Morris is that girl and along with Olivia Leach. So they'll work it right side on the dribble. Cameron Runner, pass it back out top. Driving the lane, she'll pop a shot about a 12-footer window for Mia Shields. Rebound Blackford to the front court on the dribble. Lefty Olivia Leach. Up top of the circle, they're dishing around. In the paint, 15. Macy Cagle, shot with a go. Fighting for the board, picked up right here by Morgan Iger. 37 seconds left. Gonna walk across the timeline, dribble pace. Ella Hitchcock going to pass to the right side in front of the scores bench. Cameron Runner. 27 seconds left here in the third. She'll dribble inside the lane. She'll go off the glass right side. 2-point bucket for Cameron Runner. 18 seconds left. 43-21. Going to pass it to the front court. She'll work it deeper. 25, Savannah Morris. She'll drive the lane, take a shot, where to go, but she got fouled. Foul's going to be whistled on Lady Huskies. We're going to call this one on number 20, Kaylee Roten. She'll pick up number 2 in the ballgame. 5 fouls thus far, second half on the Lady Huskies. First shot wouldn't go at the free throw line, 25, Savannah Morris. Back in the ballgame for Blackford, number 00, Faith Gephardt. Taking a breather, 25, Savannah Morris. I think that back. Savannah Morris at the free throw line. Second shot also good. Savannah Morris increasing that free throw percentage considerably. 43-22. 3 seconds left. Got to shoot it. She gets a shot away. Cameron Lutter from 3 wouldn't go. Right elbow extended. At the end of 3 quarters of play, Hamilton Heights 43. Blackford, 22, checking in the lineup during this quarter break is number 24, Haven Cherry. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto, LLC. To find us, hit Highway 19 there in Arcadia. Go west on Howard Avenue. And right there, just follow Howard Avenue. We're right behind the Arcadia ballpark. AGM Auto in Arcadia. Tell Walker, put me in Sports Central. 7:55, clock just began here in the fourth quarter. 43-22, Hamilton Heights in the front court with the alternate possession arrow. Out top, Mia Shields on the dribble. She'll hand off to Cameron Runner behind the arc. Back pedal dribble. She's still working against number 12, Chloe Wicker. Man to man, or you should say woman to woman, girl to girl. Basketball is good. Girls basketball, check them out. Driving the side right there in the paint. Take the shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Cameron Runner got fouled. She'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled on Blackford. Going to call this on 12, Chloe Wicker. Cameron Runner going to get 2. First shot up and good. Good follow through. Nothing but net from Cameron Runner. Taking a breather, number 12, Chloe Wicker. Might have a new gal guarding Cameron Runner. Second shot up and good. Back in the ballgame is number 3, Olivia Waters. She'll bring the ball up. Going to be a full court right there. Going to be passed high. Trying to save the basketball. Does save it, but finally goes out of bounds on the sideline right there in front of the scores pitch. 45-22. 7:25 left. Going to pass it to the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock retrieves it. She'll cross the timeline on a walk pace. On the dribble, out top, she'll cross over. She's working against 25, Savannah Morris. Back out top to Mia Shields. She'll dribble left side. She'll take up the basketball, pass it back out top to Cameron Runner. Runner being guarded now by Brianna Strobel, number 5, 7:02 from the corner. 3-point shot, rims off, would go for Mia Shields. But for, and Ella Hitchcock comes up with the offensive board. 45-22, 6:52 left, fourth quarter. Huskies in the front court, going to get a second possession here in the same front court. They're working back out to Cameron Runner. Going to be kicked away, nearly a steal right there by Olivia Leaf. Bit of a lofty pass, cross court. Trying to get it to Haven Cherry. Pretty much telegraphed that pass. 6:39, a pass to the backcourt once again. Does Mia Shields tracking down the basketball. Ella Hitchcock up there with the basketball. They're a steal. They're going to pick the pocket of Cameron Runner. Credit that steal to Olivia Leaf. working back in. There's going to be a block there. There's going to be a foul called. Going hard through the hoop right there, left side. It's number two, Olivia Lee. She'll go to the free throw stripe. That foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. Number 10, Cameron Runner. She's got two. Team foul number six here in the second half on the Lady Huskies. First shot wouldn't go for the lefty, Olivia Lee. She'll get one more. She's a 5'6" junior. Rims around, got the second one. Two-shot foul, got the back end of a two-shot foul. Olivia Reese, 45-23. Huskies in the front court. The back track a little bit. Start out near the center circle. Cameron Runner, being guarded by Brianna Strobel. She'll keep the dribble alive. She'll bounce it right side, well behind the arc to Mia Shields. Half-court, cross-court, skip pass against number two, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble in the center circle. Working against her, Savannah Morris. Working right side, back out to Mia Shields. Still dribbling around the free throw line. Working to the left corner baseline. Gets it to Katie Broughton. Back out to Cameron Runner. 5:42 left. 45-23, Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll hand off. She gets it to Ella. Back to Hadley. Hadley's going to kick it out top. It'll be a three-point shot good for number 20, Haley Roten. 48-23. Trying to get across the timeline. Working on the dribble. Picks up her dribble in the backcourt. Passes across the Gephardt. They break the press. They break the 10 seconds. It's going to be stolen. Going to go the other direction. Nice steal there by Mia Shields. Holding that basketball out where it can be taken, and she took it. 48-23. Huskies going to bring it in front of the Blackford bench. Brought in by Cameron Runner. With the basketball getting ready to cross the timeline. And a walk pace is number two, Ella Hickok. She'll cross over. They're going to whistle a foul. Going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled. It's going to be number seven here in the second half. We will be whistled on Savannah Morris, number 25. She's got two. So we're going to shoot the remainder of the game. There's 5:03 left. First shot would go for Ella Hickok. It rims out, picked up on the rebound by Olivia Lee. She'll go to the front court on the dribble. She'll work at left side. Number three, Olivia Waters, to the corner. Skip pass right there to Brianna Strobel. She's trying to bring it out there. It's going to be a foul call. It's going to be called on the Lady Huskies. So going to the stripe, going to shoot the one in bonus. Once again, it's number two, Olivia Leaf. Olivia Leaf at the free throw line, entering tonight's ball game, 66%. She entered the game at 23-35. She gets the first one. Get a good hand clap from the faithful right here at Blackford High School. Second one goes in also. 2-for-2 at the stripe that time. Ball's in the backcourt trying to dribble across here, and she will. Cameron Runner. She'll work at left side behind the arc near Shields back out top. They'll get it to Ella Hickok. Hickok being guarded there by Savannah Morris. Keep the basketball. Back pedal dribble near the center line. On the dribble, she'll work at left side, Katie Roten. 4:25 left for the fourth quarter. Blackford High School. On the dribble, working around right side. Going to dish it back to Mia Shields, who drives the lane, and she'll go off the glass, would go. Rebound collected there by number three, Olivia Waters. She'll dribble across the timeline, uncontested. 4:05 left, she'll dribble all the way in. Shot wouldn't go. Trying to save the basketball, it's going to be the last touch. Both girls on the floor trying to get that basketball. That was Mia Shields and Brianna Strobel. Last touch by Shields, she's going to go out of bounds. Going to be brought in right the bucket on the baseline by Strobel. 4 minutes left. Just back out, collected by Olivia Lee. She'll dribble this off the baseline. Strobel for two. Strobel drives baseline, goes off the glass, left side for two. It's 48-27. Lady Huskies in front. Going to pass across the timeline. Does Cameron Runner. Gets it to Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Mia Shields. Should be guarded immediately by Olivia Lee. Left corner baseline, three-point shot, would go. for Mia Shields. They're going to call another jump ball. Ella Hitchcock going to lock it up with Olivia Waters. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Blackford. Back in the ballgame for Blackford, number 15, Macy Cagle, and number 31, Sydney Morris. They are original starters in this ballgame. 48-27. 3:22 left. Going to dribble across the timeline. Number 3, Olivia Waters, going to be tipped from behind, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. They're going to work left of the goal right here on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Strobel in their front court. They're chipped away and stolen by Cameron Runner. 3:12 left. Oh, the double shot goes coast to coast off the glass. Had a pass to the basket. Used it. 2-point bucket good for Cameron Runner. 50-27. We're going to ask out. That's Olivia Waters. She'll go elbow. She'll pass it down low. 2-point bucket good. Savannah Morris. I take that back. That basket good by 15, Macy Cagle. On the dribble. Cameron Runner kicks to the corner. Mia Shields will backpedal dribble. She'll work it back out top to Ella Hitchcock. 2:38 left. 50-29. Lady Huskies in front. Playing catch right there. Mia Shields back to Ella Hitchcock. Back to Mia. Mia on the backpedal dribble. Working against her is Olivia Lee. She'll dribble out of it. She'll go past through the lane. Basket. Layup. Uncontested for Mia Shields. 52-29. Coach Tegan Cherry going to send in here next dead ball. We'll see number 13, Katie Brown, into the ballgame. Out top, 3-point shot, going to go for Strabel. Ball's loose, picked up on the rebound is Mia Shields. She'll hand off to Harry Cherry, back to Ella Hitchcock. She'll pass to the front court. Cameron Runner off the glass. 2-point bucket right side, 54-29, and Katie Brown is going to enter the ballgame after the timeout. 1:52 on the game clock. We'll go ahead and mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available. Your truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. And Penske. When you hear Penske, you've heard of a good truck rental company. Third, bring it in 84 feet away. 1:52 left belongs to Blackburn. Brought in by Gephardt. Shift off it in. Number 12, Chloe Wicker. She'll work at left side, close to the scores bench. Try to pass it down. Tipping the pass and stealing it is Cameron Runner. She'll go in the paint. She'll take a spin move, take a shot. Got fouled on the way up. She'll shoot twice. Cameron Runner going to go to the stripe. 1:40 left here in the ballgame. After the first shot, we're going to have a couple check in to the lineup. Have one from each team get ready to check in. First shot good by Cameron. We're going to see for the Blackford Bruins, number 35, Cassie Muncy. Cassie Muncy, 5'3". She's checking in the ballgame right now. And second one goes in. Also in the ballgame, number 34, Morgan Ottinger. Working it in the front court with the basketball. Bounce pass left side. That's Chloe Wicker. Still working inside elbow. Inside out play. Gephardt for three. Way to go. Saving the basketball from going out of bounds there was 12, Chloe Wicker. Saves it into the hands of a Lady Husky. They always said you can save the basketball as long as you're saving it on your offensive end. You never save the basketball under the bucket. If that's not your bucket you're saving it towards, if that's the visitor, that's the defender's bucket, then you've got a bad problem because be a quick shot up and in. Learned that from Scott McKinney. 112 left. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, spin move, Cameron Runner. Bounce pass right side in front of the Husky bench. Mia Shields with the basketball. She's on the dribble, working against hers, number 12, Chloe Wicker. Out top, Katie Brown on the dribble. Katie Brown got in the last game, got a three-pointer, I do believe. It's going to be a foul call. Katie Brown going to go to the strike, shoot the one in bonus. Take that back, might be her double check. That's on double zero, face Gephardt. She picks up number two, team foul, number nine. So she'll shoot the bonus. Taking a breather, Mia Shields. A well-deserved breather. She gets medium fives all the way down the bench area. First shot up, rims out, wouldn't go for Katie Brown. Rebound, Gephardt. 52 seconds left. Crossing the sideline on the dribble, Chloe Wicker. Back to Gephardt. She'll bounce it in to Savannah Morris. Trying to work it right side behind the arc and throws it out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Shoe tie in the backcourt. To bring the ball in. So they'll work it right there. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies is 23, Cassidy Shakel. Cassidy Shakel, 5'5", sophomore. I may have misspoke. Morgan Iger got in the ball game earlier. She's not in the game right now. 27 seconds left. 56-29, Lady Huskies in front. Kennedy Cherry with the basketball. She'll pass it back out to Cameron Runner. 18 seconds left. 56-29, Lady Huskies on the dribble in the front court. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle a foul on 25, Savannah Morris. They're just playing good defense. 11.2 left. Cameron Runner going to go back to the stripe. She'll shoot the double bonus. 10th foul committed in the second half by Blackburn. At 25, Savannah Morris, she has four. First shot up and good. Rims its way up, hits the backboard, and falls in. Cameron Runner going to get one more. Second shot up and good. 58-29. Working it through the front court, 10 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, Chloe Wicker. They work the elbow. They work it back out top. They move back to Wicker. Left-handed shot, three-point land. Would go. Rebound, put back, is good. They're going to count it. Faith Gephardt. They counted it because they should have, and they did. Final score, Lady Huskies 58, Lady Bruins 31. We thank Mr. Tony Ugin, athletic director here, his athletic secretary, Lisa Musselman. They are great to work with. We thank Tony Ugin for spending time with us at halftime. He's always fun to talk to. We'll mention the games coming up in the near future. The Blackburn Lady Bruins are going to be in action this next Tuesday, the 28th. December 28th, they'll be in the Waldron Tournament. They'll be in the Waldron Tournament. There will be four teams competing. That'll be a one-day tournament. The Lady Bruins will play at 11 a.m., and they'll do battle with Union County. That'll be a good matchup, and we'll mention the Lady Huskies. Going to have a break in the action. They'll be back after the new year. Their next game is January 6th. It's going to be a big game. Big game versus the Lewis Cats Lady Kings. It's a big game because that is a divisional game in the East Division. They need to win all those and see what they can do in the postseason. So we thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check. That's always good. Wasn't sure if this phone was going to last. We dropped the signal earlier, but this second attempt is good. We thank you for listening, and no matter if you're home or away, just doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.